Test. You hear that?
One, okay. Two, one, two.
Get ready. Yep. We're almost ready to go.
Yep.
Oh, here we go, Matt.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Malmo, Sweden, Morongo, USA, Mazatlan, Mexico, to Monrovia, Liberia. We are the Tastemakers.
Boy, it sounds like we're global.
Well, you know, Mark, we're growing each week and some obscure locations, too. A lot of these places I've never even heard of. So big.
So these are new listeners then, I guess?
These are new listeners that we hear through other people, whether we get an email or we get a Facebook or a tweet.
Facts? Well, people still using facts?
We're using facts on a rare occasion. I mean, very, very rare. But yeah, what we hear through Facebook or social media and so forth, or even from friends, contacts and so forth, just, hey,
great,
is listening. And anyhow, so welcome on board, everybody, to another wonderful, beautiful Southern California day as the East Coast continues to freeze.
Yeah, it's crazy. Did you see what happened in Boston, the snow that they're getting?
I did. I saw that, which is unbelievable. And we're expected to have, I think, 87 degrees on Thursday.
Yeah, this is why we live here.
Yeah.
I love it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And, you know, we start the show every week bragging about how nice it is out in the beautiful day, blue skies, palm trees are blowing, the Santa Ana winds are going to be start cooking in later on this afternoon, so... It's
and in addition to always bragging about the fantastic weather that we have, we always start off with happy birthday, celebrity birthday.
Oh, good. Let's get to that.
And you always ask, Mark, do we have any good ones? I mean, every week there's always some good ones. We have a couple interesting ones today, even from some people who have passed on. I even like to share birthday wishes to certain celebrities that have passed on that are certain recognition. So let's start the day, Mark, with some birthday greetings.
Okay.
Here's one that just seems like, our buddy Eric Roberts, his niece, Emma Roberts.
Is she an actress?
Yeah, Emma Roberts. She was the one that played Nancy Drew. She was in...
Drew wasn't Emma Roberts.
Nancy Drew.
Gotcha.
And Emma Roberts was in American Horror Story.
Hmm.
She played the palm reader.
Palm reader?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. She was related to Eric Roberts.
Yeah, Eric Roberts' niece.
Did not know that.
Yeah, she's 23. I mean, I remember watching her when she was like 10.
His niece. So that means Eric Roberts, in addition to Julie Roberts, he's got another sister or another brother?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so Emma Roberts is his niece. I just can't believe she's 23 all of a sudden.
Huh.
Jimmy Durante.
Wow. Let me guess. He would have been...
Other than It's a Mad World and that one, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, where that critic spends the night at, or the week at the one...
The guest who came to dinner.
Yeah. Other than those two movies, I can't think of anything else Jimmy Durante.
He did a lot of stuff in the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, evidently.
Plus he did radio.
Because I'm surprised he would have been as old as he was.
Yeah, okay. I'll say... He would be 119.
122 today.
Huh? I'm very close.
Yeah, 122 today.
Wow.
We'll go by another.
Hey, damn shame. Most people don't even know who Jimmy Durante is.
I know. Here's another one. Lon Chaney, if he was still alive today, he would be 109.
Lon Chaney Sr.?
Yeah.
109?
Not senior. Junior.
Oh, junior. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, junior. So continuing on, RJ.
One Robert Wagner?
People.
I love RJ.
How old do you think he is?
He has got to be, let me see, hold on. 55, 75. I think he's younger than we all think. He is 76.
He's older than I thought. He's 84.
Oh, you're right. He is older than I thought.
Yeah, I thought he was about 77, 78.
Right.
84. It looks good for 84.
The only time that I watch NCIS is when RJ is on.
But, you know, that's a very popular show. In fact,
it's number one in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta watch it one of these days.
It's the number one network show in the country. But again, bring him back in more episodes. I'll watch more of NCIS.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right, that's like 84. Bringing us back for Story
84,
Force.
But yet he looks like he's at least 74. You know, he looks really good.
He looks about 76 or 77.
Huh.
74 is right out of the 60s.
Huh.
Mark Spitz.
Oh yeah, right.
Olympic gold medalist. When did he make his bones?
76? 72.
72, right. When it was that in Munich?
44. No, yeah, 72 is Munich.
64 for him.
Wow.
Singer Roberta Flack.
Wow.
77 today.
Oh, gosh.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck. He's on CNN, right?
No, he's not CNN. He's on MSNBC or Fox or something.
He's 50.
Huh.
He's 50.
I mean, he looks like he's 60.
He looks, yeah.
Yeah.
Laura Dern. Laura Dern, daughter of Bruce Dern.
As a matter of fact, I just invited her to our Oscar gifting suite next
week. That's right. She's nominated for what film?
Let's see. What is she in? She's one of those little films. I don't even know.
Laura Dern, 47 today. Hmm. Hey, here's a name that I came across yesterday. It sounds familiar. I can't place where I heard it. Chef Paul Hollywood. Does that name ring?
Chef Paul Hollywood.
He's a chef. His name is Paul Hollywood. And about 6 months ago, I heard of him for the first time, and I thought, what a typical Hollywood name. But,
right.
I didn't research who he was, but he's 48 today. Huh. It doesn't ring a bell with you at all?
No, but I'm going to research him now.
Okay. John Calipari, coach of my number one Kentucky, your number one Kentucky Wildcats, number one team in the country, which is going to be winning me, yours truly, a ton of dough at March Madness
next month.
Kentucky has been winning the kid money for 20 years.
Love the state.
Anyhow, we met him a couple years ago at the Kentucky Derby. He didn't even want to give us the time of the day, so
wow.
I'm a big Kentucky fan.
Who are you talking about?
John Calipari.
We met him?
Yeah.
Boy.
Patino.
Oh, I remember. He looked as white. He looked like a vampire.
Yeah, he did.
But he was white as a ghost with jet black hair.
And you're right.
He didn't give you the time of the day.
Yeah, and as much as Kentucky likes the Harris brothers, these two damn coaches don't. So happy birthday, Calipari, but up yours.
Yeah, up yours, baby.
Up yours, baby.
If you don't like the Harris brothers, you're out of here.
You're out of here. George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, the guy that hosts Good Morning America.
Yeah, 53 today.
And looks every bit of it.
Yeah. Greg Norman.
The golfer, right, who lives in Florida, and he's married to Steffi Graf, I think, right?
No, Steffi Graf is Andre Agassi.
Oh, okay, that's right.
So he was married to somebody else, but didn't he have like some big time divorce, like $100 million divorce?
No, he did to somebody else, but right now he's still married to some tennis player.
Okay, anyhow, how old?
Greg Norman, I'd say he's 65.
59, that's what I'm saying. I thought he was 59. And the last candle on the birthday cake today is Vince Gilligan.
Oh, right. The creator
of Breaking Bad.
Right.
How old?
And Don't Call Saul.
Yeah, talk about Saul later on.
I say he's 50.
47.
Close
enough. So those are the celebrity birthdays today. So happy birthday, everybody. And if you're in Southern California, have a spectacular birthday. Hell, if you're anywhere else, have a spectacular birthday. But today.
Spectacular.
Spectacular.
Hey,
so,
I want to start.
Hey,
you got something?
No.
Oh. Oh, because you were just doing. Anyhow, I want to start the show. Usually we have a sponsor. We don't have a sponsor. We haven't had a sponsor for a couple weeks, but I wanted to do a big shout out to one of our brands that has probably participated with Wild Creations for a good 8 years, you think? Do you think 8 years?
No, about 8 years, 7 or 8.
Utterly Smooth Foot Cream. That's right. Utterly Smooth Foot Cream. It's an utter cream. They call these things utter cream. And these guys have been participating with Wild Creations events for quite some time already, and we're always happy to have them with us. Website is www.utterlysmooth.com. And basically, this utter cream is a non-greasy shea butter foot cream. Deeply moisturizes your skin, making even dry and cracked feet and skin feel utterly soft and smooth. It's originally developed for use on dairy cows, hence the name Utter Cream, I guess, and now used by people around the world. Utterly Smooth does not contain any milk or bovine ingredients. So if you have never heard of Utter Cream, Utterly Smooth, I suggest go to their website at www.utterlysmooth.com. And thanks again, Linda, for participating in Wild Creations events. You've been a real good partner with us.
Yeah,
so,
and everybody always loves this stuff too, Mark.
Can't keep it in stock.
How does Stacy enjoy it? I know Carrie loves it.
Loves it. Everybody loves this stuff.
So big shout out to Utter Cream. And before we get too much further, Mark, I want to welcome on board from across the pond one of our new publicity clients. And I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Luing Andrews. Would you consider that the correct pronunciation?
Luing, I think it is.
Luing, welcome on board, and thanks for coming on board with WOW, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing your name, and if I am, please send us an email. But Luing Andrews, who just recently signed on with WOW Creations as one of our new publicity clients from across the pond, we're happy to have him on board. We look forward to working with him, promoting him, and getting his name out there. He's a British actor, of course. Well, I did say he's from across the pond, but that doesn't always mean that he is a British actor. But British actor who began his career as a stuntman.
That's great.
How about a stuntman? I mean, how do you start
that?
Well,
if you look at this guy, if you look at his headshot, you look at this guy and you think, boy,
looks
this
like
guy belongs in a boxing ring or a wrestling match.
Yeah.
Or he looks like he could be a bodyguard or some villain.
You're right about that.
Oh, Matt, we'll have to get back to Luing. We've got a call coming in right now.
Luing, hold on for just a moment.
We will get back to you. Good morning. This is the Tastemakers. Who's calling in, please?
Good morning. This is Big E.
Hey,
everybody. This is Big E.
Eric Rice calling from
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
And Eric, I hate to say it. I always get the name of your town mixed up or lost. And share that with the group.
Elizabethton, Tennessee.
You can't get more easy to remember than Elizabethtown, Tennessee. Pal.
Love it. How's the weather out there, buddy?
Well, T-O-N.
Oh, T-O-N. Elizabethton.
Elizabethton.
Oh, now you're getting tricky, Eric.
I got a feeling where I know he's calling with some special news. I got a feeling I think I might know what this is.
I wanted to say I love the Harris Brothers.
Hey,
am I in there like Flynn?
Yay. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate that. Always good to hear good words.
Yeah, always good to hear from you, Eric. How's things going out there?
It's going real good. I've got some news that I don't think you two would ever hear these words. I know
what he's going to say.
I know.
I got an instinct.
Okay. I got a gut instinct too, Eric.
Eric, share the news.
I'm proposing to Lisa in 3 weeks.
I know. Congratulations, buddy. That is great news.
Fantastic.
And,
Eric,
you know, I was just telling Matt, I bet you that's going to be what it is. So to all our listeners around the world, congratulate Eric Rice on his upcoming nuptials
to his future fiancée, Lisa.
I've known you guys for a long time, and I was always the one that said I'd never get married. I finally met the woman.
Well, I know Carrie and Stacy are going to be happy and thrilled for you, Eric. So, hey, congratulations to you and Lisa. We haven't had the pleasure of meeting Lisa, but we hope to have that opportunity one of these days.
So
this is fantastic, Eric. So you're going to do it when you're proposing in 3 weeks.
3 weeks from this Sunday. Yeah.
Okay. What's the
going to do it? Go ahead.
What's the significance with that date?
It's just.
He'll be ready. He'll be ready in 3 weeks.
Okay.
That's a significance, numbnuts.
Oh, well, I don't know if he had. I know how Eric operates. Sometimes there's like a reason or whatever. But okay. And any plan on how you're doing it?
I've got everything down. I'm gonna sing a song to her, and then I'm gonna ask her at the end. The question.
Eric, well, I remember your days back up there at singing. What do they call it when you got there singing the Friday night?
Karaoke.
And you sing in the Ring of Fire. I have to say you have a pretty damn good voice, Eric. So you sing that song, I'm sure she's going to just melt for you.
Eric, you're one of the true last romantics in this country.
Well, you know, I don't know. I've heard some pretty good stories from you two about how you proposed.
And Eric, let me put...
I'm trying to take a lead off of you two guys, but I've had this plan in my mind for... a number of years, even before I met Lisa, and now I finally met the woman that would actually say yes. So.
Well, Eric, we're happy to hear that.
Well, there's one more bachelor off the list of most eligible bachelors in Elizabethton. He's off the list, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, Eric, I didn't think
I don't want to take up too much time on your show. Okay. I've been working till 3, and we got off at 2 today, so I
gotcha.
Came up to the Jeep and
right on, buddy.
You guys and said...
Well, Eric, thanks for sharing that news with us.
You're talking one happy camper.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to hear that, Eric. Congratulations to you. Give our best to your future bride. And thanks again for sharing it with us, live to our listeners around the world.
Right on, buddy.
You guys are the first to know. No one else has.
Wow.
That's exciting. Me and Lisa have talked about it, but no one else. This is the first I've told anyone.
Breaking news for the Tastemakers, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Right on,
Eric. You guys mean a lot, and I want you guys to know.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate that.
Love you, Eric.
Take care, man.
And you travel so much, you'll be here for the wedding.
You know we got
will.
It, buddy.
You know
you
we
got
will.
It. We'll see you in Elizabethton.
Guys, be good.
Right, take care, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wow. You guys heard it there. First, Eric Rice, longtime friend. I've known him for over 30
long-time
years.
Longtime friend and supporter of the Harris Brothers and Wild Creations.
So congratulations, Eric.
Yeah, that's
and
great
Lisa.
News.
Back to Luing. Anyhow, Luing.
Sorry to cut him off, man. Sorry, you were right in the middle of our promo.
I know. It's
unfortunate. But the call comes in, you got to take it.
Anyhow, again, welcome on board to Luing Andrews.
And I hope we're pronouncing that right.
Yeah, we'll get back. He'll get back to us. Check him out on IMDb. Again, he's a British actor who began his career as a stuntman, which is a great way to start. And actually, Mark, when he got his first role, he did his stunts in the movie as well. So he did
great.
His own stunts. Isn't there something a little more special about that when you say you did your own stunts? Doesn't that sound
well?
Like
I know
more?
If I was an actor, I'd love to say that.
Yeah, right.
hey, he's got 3 movies I think scheduled for release this year.
Yeah, he does. He's coming to New York in April, so maybe there's a possibility that if we don't get a chance to meet him, if we're in April for whatever reason, we'll try to get him to some events taking place in April. I'm not quite sure how long he's going to be here for, but in between now and then, well, he's coming to New York in April. He's filming a new film called 8-ish. I'm not sure what it's about, but it's called 8-ish. So look him up, and he's spending the month of March. March playing Bernardo in a film on Hamlet.
Wow. So he's an actor, not just a movie star.
Looking like
he's
a badass,
an actor.
Being an actor, doing his own stunts, and doing Shakespeare as well. So you might know him from a film called...
I just found out that the pronunciation of Luang is perfect.
Oh, perfect. Luang Andrews. And check him out in a film called Mission to Redemption. So if anybody has any questions, concerns, interest, or has...
let's not forget his other movie, Real Solutions.
Real Solutions.
So we've got multiple ones coming out in 2015.
Right. Real Solutions. So if anybody out there has interest with him, get to his IMDb, check him out. Contact the Harris twins, Matt and Mark Harris, at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com because we are now on board with him and handling all his publicity and public relations affairs. So, again, welcome on board, Luang Andrews, and good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Right on. So we already went through the birthday wishes. We got some celebratory news from our buddy Eric Reisel. Again, I've known him for 35 years. Great guy, getting married for the first time. And so I guess we're going to be going to Elizabethton, Mark.
All right. You have got to read this email that just came in a few minutes ago. We won't bring it up. We won't discuss it. But the people around, the celebrities that we deal with, we just got an email from a celebrity with a bombastic question or request.
Is this a good one, Mark?
Well, you'll find it bombastic, I think, to say the least. So anyhow,
okay.
Why don't you just go and...
You take over, Pat.
Yeah. Let's see. Where was I?
You just finished off talking about Utter Cream.
Utter Cream. Great. Thanks a lot. I think Linda might be listening right now. But Linda, thanks again. We appreciate the shipment you just sent us for the Oscars in 12 days. And then a new shipment coming in for future Wild Creations events. Thanks.
How about the Grammys the other day?
Grammys were, as usual, the worst ratings they've had in 6 years. The show's too long. You can't put a show on for 3.5 hours. You just can't. And then all other big shows like this are live. SAG is live. Emmys are live. Oscars are live. Golden Globes are live. The one that's not live is the Grammys, and the reason is because they make so much money off of commercials for 60 minutes.
I just saw that email. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
We can't comment about it too much, but we'll talk about that later. But
boys, people is that something? And we're talking about a B or C.
And I guess we could respond and say, yes, this is how they are.
Yes, this is how they are.
Yeah. Well, they're not getting paid, but they're getting this.
Right. Okay. Let's not discuss it in detail, man. I thought I told you that.
Yeah, well, you didn't get it.
Yeah, but you still don't have to go and mention that. But anyhow, I was right in the middle of...
Grammys.
Yeah, Grammys. So anyhow, they don't air it live because the rate, the 60
well,
minutes makes
it live in the East Coast.
I'm talking about West Coast, man.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about East Coast.
Well, you didn't say that.
I did.
You just said they don't air it live.
I said that here, but they don't air it live here because they make so much money off of 60 minutes commercials, we can never see it live here, which is, what's the point in seeing a award show taped? We miss out on stuff. You know, it's just crappy. So anyhow, that's another reason why the ratings are so crappy. 3.5 hour show to give out, I think, 8 awards.
And they really pitched it how there were going to be 27 performances.
Yeah. You know,
which is too much.
And most of those performances are crap. They really are.
Some of them are interesting.
Of them are interesting. And it's always good to see Madonna because you rarely get to see Madonna. And she's always something to see. But overall, I thought the show was just was too long.
But how about that Kanye West? Well, on the show after Beck got Album of the Year, kudos to him. Big shout out to him. Evidently, the industry knows he's a talented individual. I've got one of his CDs, but he's a talented individual that's not mainstream. And I thought Beyonce got that for sure. But kudos to him, big time. But Kanye West running up states to try to get it. That's okay. That's cool. That was just a little funny. That's
but he
okay.
wasn't trying to be funny.
Right. No, that was funny. But at the end, did you see his interview
after
the show? That's ridiculous. I mean, saying how Beck has absolutely no respect for Beyonce or the industry. And he
What's his thing with Beyonce? He did the same thing at MTV.
Yeah. Talk about no respect. I also saw him say or heard him say the other day that before he met Kim Kardashian and got married to her and she wanted to build a display case for all his Grammys, he just kept his Grammys on the floor in the bathroom.
Who's this?
Kanye West.
Oh.
So talk about having no respect. He gets the highest acclaim from the music industry by getting a Grammy. I mean, he throws it in the bathroom on the floor.
Doesn't that? I like his songs, yeah. But the guys, boy, Al Roker really knocked him out yesterday on the show.
I mean, everybody because I mean, you can't say that. I mean, you can't take. Would he give up his Grammys? He's got 20 of them, I think, or 17.
He's got a lot, yeah. And he's been nominated 56 times.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, would he give any of these back?
Who knows? I mean,
and how about that fashion on the red carpet? I guess the MTV Awards are the same way. I was going to say all red carpets for all shows are pretty much the same. Great fashion, black tie, great gowns. But for the Grammys, it's all crazy, unique, cool stuff. I mean, there was some really interesting. Did you see I forgot what her name was, she or Shay, that came with the white hair? She's known for not showing her face.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
She's known for not showing her
face. She's in that video with that little girl that does that the shtick thing.
Yeah, but when she was on the red carpet, you couldn't even see her face.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't show her face.
Yeah.
But what do you think of that Rihanna dress? I thought it was horrible.
Yeah.
You know what? On Entertainment Tonight, The Insider last night, Kevin Frazier was there, Nancy O'Dell, and they had that chick that always does that stupid back scenes things at the Miss Universe pageant, that Asian girl.
Yeah.
Did you see her opinion?
I did, yeah.
She said that the Rihanna thing was one of the top best, three.
Yeah.
And Kevin Frazier went ballistic when he heard that because he couldn't believe that she was saying that.
Did you see the Fashion Police on E! Yesterday?
No, I don't watch that show.
Well, I watch it on occasion, but they loved it too. I guess what does that tell you? I mean, we're the tastemakers, and we don't even. I mean, that was horrible. You know what I loved the best? I loved Katy Perry's outfit and Taylor Swift's outfit.
Oh yeah, hers was the best.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah,
but yeah, that gown was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What do you think about what Tom Jones was wearing?
Well, you mean that three-piece suit?
Yeah. Yeah,
that gray three-piece suit. Very plain.
Yeah.
But
I liked it,
why did he have to change it? He should just – the tux he had in the show?
Yeah.
He could have walked in with
the glitter. But everybody changes.
Everybody
changes when they perform.
But why come in with a three-piece suit?
That's what he's wearing. But everybody changes for their performances.
Hmm.
Yeah, but it seems
it looked
pretty
like
cool.
Madonna was. No, I guess not. Well, yeah, she was wearing that Matador outfit.
Cool guy. I like he says, Frank Sinatra says, you only got one voice. Take care of it.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water. Boy, you know, that's what everybody says. You got to drink all that water.
That's healthy. Hey, I want to take a moment to welcome on board another one of our brands that just signed on a couple days ago for our Oscar event in 12 days. The product is Zotos. ZOTOS.com. Zotos.com. It's a professional beauty industry leader in hair care. Real solutions, remarkable results. They will be in our Oscar gift bag in 12 days.
So 12 days.
12 days. I guess it's 12 days, isn't it?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, the 21st.
Wow.
So welcome aboard to Zotos.com, and I encourage, listen, all our listeners around the world, we wouldn't promote these brands on here if we haven't researched them and welcomed them aboard and recommend these brands for you. So please, listeners around the world, go to Zotos.com.
Back to the Grammy fashion, what do you think about the Seacrest tuxedo?
What's it called? The distinctive?
You got to wonder if it's his line that
he said it was. They asked him, but I didn't like it at all. I like the double-breasted. I didn't like that color, though.
I loved it, that blue. And you don't watch E, but he was on – he used to be on E! News every day. He's got other things going on in his life, but he made a point to be on E! Yesterday. Another snappy suit. Very, very sharp.
I forget what the name of his collection is.
But very, very snappy. Hmm. And then Tom Jones, I liked what he was wearing. What other guys did you find very fashionably dressed?
Let me see. Well, I didn't like Pharrell. I didn't like that suit thing he was wearing.
It went good until I saw his shorts.
I
like it.
Even without shorts, that's very informal to be wearing to the Grammys. I mean, have we gotten to the point where, what was it, a tan suit?
Informal. Nobody wears tuxes.
There were a lot of people wearing tuxes.
Only the old geezers.
Well, I don't think so.
Only the old executives.
No, Jay-Z wearing, Matt? He had a whole full-fledged tuxedo, and he's no geezer, pal.
He was a very
rare
exception.
He's the epitome of style, buddy.
You don't wear tuxedos
to
the Grammys.
You tell that to Jay-Z, then, Matt.
He did, and the older people did.
You tell that to Jay-Z, then, right?
I will.
Okay,
I will.
Good.
But he's coming out to Hollywood. He's coming out to L.A., so...
What do you mean he's coming out to L.A.?
He's moving. He's moving.
Bought that mansion a while ago. Yeah.
I mean, he's leaving New York. And he wants to
leave New York.
Time for a New York, L.A. lifestyle. He says he's had it with the New York lifestyle.
I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
He's going to change his Yankee hat to Dodger hat.
No, he won't.
But
you can never take the New York out of a New Yorker,
pal. We welcome him on board to Southern California.
And like I said, I'll believe it when I see it.
California. Oh, they already got their daughter enrolled in school.
Of course they do. But that's not... year round.
Blue Ivy? And what's the deal with Prince? That look?
He's looked the same look he had the last couple times. That fro and that 70s psychedelic thing with those glasses.
Comes out with my walking stick. I mean, come on.
Well, he had that for the last couple looks. Things. I mean,
same stupid-looking glasses. Yeah. Same stupid
like he's out of the 70s.
And same stupid walking stick, which I shouldn't say that because I like the walking stick. But anyhow. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
But, hey, you know, it was a boring show if you ask me.
One of the wonderful things, and I guess you could say wonderful, I find it extremely entertaining, and this probably happens all over, but in Southern California, particularly in Los Angeles, it's quite common, the car chase. We get them live. And Mark sent me a text last night. He says, put on CBS right now because there's a live chase. I've seen them all. I mean, forever. There's always been them taking place here, but last night's was unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like that before. This guy not only was driving completely erratical at 50, 60, 70 miles an hour in residential district, this guy smashed into three cars, kept on going, and when the last smash-up destroyed
his car,
got out of his car and went and carjacked. He took a woman right out of her car.
At gunpoint.
Took her car and went back on the streets or the highway, you know, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour down residential with the 40.
Sometimes these end with a crash. I've never seen four crashes where he actually hit a car, kept on going. I mean, this car was – what kind of car was that?
Because the first one was a Camry.
He just drove that into the ground.
And then it was on fire and he's still driving it.
Not only have I not seen a car chase with four crashes, I've never seen anybody get out of the car with gun drawn and carjack another car.
It was the first.
He ended up getting shot twice.
Yeah. Well, that was the only way you can stop this guy because he was trying to take another car. Yeah,
did you see the last night where we saw it from the side? You couldn't see what was happening because of the trees. Did you see it this morning from up on top when you saw him getting like shot?
Yeah.
Just amazing. Those cops got there quick. You know,
he was
scooting in between like cars that were so tight.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like what you saw today when the camera pulled back, all of a sudden there was like 10 cops there. And they plugged them twice.
Right. Yeah. It's just terrible.
I mean, I got to say, that was entertaining TV.
Yeah. You're glued to the set. Yeah. My wife just pulled up. And as she's pulling up, I ran out to her and said, you've got to check this car chase out because we love them. The Harris family loves these things. So she came in, ran in, and we just sat down there. We were glued to the set for about 40 minutes.
I couldn't leave the set, so I sent a text to my daughters upstairs, and I said, put on CBS right now. And within 5 minutes, Mark, I swear, when the guy pulled the gun, Whitney freaked out.
Really?
She freaked out. She was like almost screaming. She couldn't believe it.
Wow.
She thought somebody was going to get plugged.
Wow.
I mean, somebody could have got plugged.
Hey, it was great. And, you know, I already talked about Uttercream a minute ago or a couple minutes ago, but I wanted to plug out one other thing about Uttercream here.
Great.
Made in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how often do you see products that are made in the USA, you know? Utterlysmooth.com, made in the USA. People around the world, please go to the website. Please check this stuff out. And if you can get it, order it, buy it, and pass the word, utterlysmooth.com.
Yeah.
Great. I love stuff that's made in the USA.
Yeah. And you know, I got to say too, Mark, in addition to being good product, it looks good too. I like the presentation.
Yeah.
The jar comes
there in. There it is right there. You know? Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay. That being said, we do have our biggest event of the year. We're producing right here in Rodeo Drive on February 21st, Saturday. This is Oscar Eve, one more brand that just came on board about a week ago. Finally, a completely different acne product that actually works, LXR Organics. And they can be reached at LXROrganics.com. It's a revolution in skincare. So we welcome on board to the WOW Creations Celebrity Gift Bag during Oscar Week, LXR Organics. Thanks again for participating, you guys.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Big shout-out to Miami Fashion Week. We've never been involved with New York Fashion, Paris Fashion, or Miami Fashion, but just recently we were contacted by a Brazilian swimwear line that is inviting us to be involved with the show. So looking forward to heading to Miami in June. Do we know if they're partnering with that Brazilian swimwear company as well as Antigua? Or actually, not Antigua, it's
Antigua?
Antigua? Antila.
Oh.
It's Antila, I believe.
All right.
So looking forward to that event and the other event as well.
You know, many people have bucket lists. I don't know if you've got a bucket list, but one of my biggest things I've had on my bucket list for a long time has been crossing the Atlantic by way of Cunard.
Oh, absolutely.
One of the luxury cruise ships by Cunard.
Yep.
The QE2.
Fantastic.
Queen Victoria or Queen Mary.
Yep.
Now, I haven't been able to cruise the Atlantic from on a Cunard ship yet, but we did have...
I like that. Yet.
Yeah, yet. Still young. Got a lot of time to go still. But last week, here in Los Angeles, the Queen Elizabeth II made a rare appearance alongside the Queen Mary.
Rare. First time ever.
No, not first time ever.
Really?
They were here a few years ago, yeah.
Oh, because I thought they said this is the first time it's made a trip to Long Beach. To Long Beach. First time in Long Beach.
But it was alongside the Queen Mary, and we had the great honor, the tastemakers had the great honor being invited on board by Cunard to take a tour and cruise through the QE2. Now, this is I guess, Matt and I both like to call this, it was like the Four Seasons of cruise ships.
Yeah, Four Seasons of cruise ships.
So, you know, imagine going to a Westin or a Hilton or a Hyatt.
Or Sheridan,
and you can compare Marriott. Those to Princess Cruise, or you can compare
Carnival.
It to
Carnival.
Well, Carnival's owned by the same company. So, or you can go to Celebrity Cruises or something else like that. But then imagine going to a Four Seasons or a Ritz-Carlton or St. Regis. That's the comparison that we make to Cunard and the QE2. We were there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yep.
While they were in dock, the ship was like a ghost town because all they were docking here on their part of their world cruise. So they were in Long Beach for about 10 hours. So they, you know, or 8 hours, something like that during the day. So naturally, when any ship is in a port of call, everybody gets off to go tour the city. And of course, these people came in from London or wherever in the Europe. You get to Los Angeles, you're not going to be sitting on the ship. You're getting into town taking these tours. So it was almost eerie to a point where the ship was almost completely empty.
I think we saw five people. We saw two people at the pool, older couple, two people walking past the restaurant, and there was one woman having a beer.
Yeah. It was great. The QE2 is commanded, I guess you can say commanded, by Commodore Christopher Rind, and he has been the Commodore, I guess, for the QE2 for a number of years.
Commodore?
Yeah, it's the QE2. It's a Cunard.
Oh, okay.
You can't – and you know what I like to call also? Regulars on Cunard that have gone on QE2 in Queen Mary and Queen Victoria, they're called Cunarders.
Oh, I like
These
that.
Are people that have gone over and over on the Cunard
I'm
line.
I'm a Cunarder.
And another great thing about Cunard – celebrating their 175th birthday. Could you imagine?
Crazy.
175 years being around?
Crazy.
Yeah. So they're in the middle of their world tour right now, and these are the best ships out there. Queen Elizabeth, Queen Victoria, and Queen Mary. Queen Mary's the biggest one. I mean, this is a ginormous ship.
The tonnage, size, it's much larger than the QE2.
Yeah, it is. It's great. And they've got, in addition to world cruises, they've also got other cruises, you know, the Mediterranean, the Caribbean, the Pacific. They go all over the place. But if you haven't...
I'm just sorry that the gift shop wasn't open because it looked like they had some...
You know, I wanted
inside.
To get one of those QE2 hats or a QE2 t-shirt.
I wonder if there's any chance, Mark, we could reach out to them and see about requesting something.
You know, we can always do that. But again, Cunard, World and Exotic Voyages. I like the way that sounds.
Yeah.
World.
I like the logo, too. You know, we took a photo of their poster out there. Wonderful.
Great logo.
Yeah.
World and Exotic Cruises 2016. And you could always go to, if you want more information, go to, let's see, we've got, you can follow them on Twitter, twitter.com/CunardLine, YouTube, watch them on youtube.com/WhereEcunard, and facebook.com/Cunard. Then you can always go to Cunard.com. So once again, thanks for our friends at Cunard for offering sending the invitation to us to visit and explore Queen Elizabeth II in the port of Long Beach last week. We had a great time.
Yeah, wonderful afternoon.
We had some great people that helped us out on board and gave us the tour. And Class A operation, Cunard. Yeah. Class A operation.
That's definitely in the bucket list, no doubt about that. So hopefully.
Oh, and I like also in their logo here, it's Forever Cunard.
Gotta love it.
Forever Cunard. Well, 175 years, that almost is
so
forever.
So if you travel on a Cunard line twice, do you become a Cunarder?
Oh, absolutely.
Twice. So.
Well, actually, if you were on it once, you're a Cunarder.
Really? Okay.
Because you've done the Cunard.
Wonderful. So thank you
Thanks
so much
again.
For the invitation. And a big shout out and thank you also, Mark. This Thursday, the Northern Trust is taking place at the Riviera Country Club here in
the Northern Trust U.S. Open.
Right. And we have been invited to attend and cover
that. One we're attending is press, yeah.
Yeah. And it should be a beautiful day. I think it's supposed to be 89 degrees.
Gosh.
on Thursday. So big shout out for allowing us to attend. I think that used to be called, what was that?
It was just simply the Nissan, Toyota Nissan Open.
It was the Nissan Open. And in between Northern Trust and Nissan, I think it was something else too. But
I thought it was
Nissan Forever. Then it went to something else for a very short period of time. Then it's Northern Trust. But thank you. That's a great country club. I think
it's members only. I think isn't it? Yeah.
And that is, I think, the premier, more than the Bel Air Country Club. I think the Riviera Country Club, which is, I believe, $500,000 to get your membership there,
right,
is the hardest ticket as far as country clubs in Southern California. Again, just above the Bel Air Country Club. Bel Air is number two and Los Angeles is number three, but Riviera is number one. Riviera is number one, yeah.
Wow. That's good stuff.
You got to know somebody, plus so when we're there on, well, we'll be there, and it's a tournament. I mean, if we were there on a Saturday afternoon, the typical people that we'd be golfing with or hanging out with, you know, they're the ones that are in the know.
Wow.
And that's a beautiful place. We've been there a couple times, and don't get there that often.
Yeah, I remember the last time we were there, Tiger Woods walked right past us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he sure did. We were standing right next to him.
Yeah.
I attended a Christmas party there about 20 years ago.
Well, and you and I also attended that tennis match, right?
And Librans. Yeah, the Coopers and Librans. Yeah. That was a good. Yeah. So over the years, let's say a couple Nissan Opens, a Christmas party.
We were there for the Nissan Open once, and then we were there for the Coopers and Librans tennis tournament thing.
Yeah, so a big shout out to them and
the Riviera Country Club and the
beautiful Pacific Palisades.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a wonderful, wonderful neighborhood.
Great place,
and again,
place.
Like I said, it's supposed to be 87 or 89. But then again, a week later, we're supposed to have rain here.
Yeah, well, let's hope it does not rain in Beverly Hills on Saturday, February 21st, because we are hosting the WA Creations annual Celebrity Gifting Suite on Rodeo Drive during Oscar weekend. We've got some great people coming. We've got some great brands included. We've got music, alcohol, food, everything. It's going to be a party environment overlooking Rodeo Drive. And believe it or not, we still have one spot left. So if there are any brands, products, or services out there right now that are looking for ways to increase their overall brand exposure, contact wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. We'll get you all the details.
And if you're not a brand, but if you're talent, I've got one thing to say. Did you make the list?
That's the good question.
This ain't the Vanity Fair party, but it's
limited. Well, it's the hottest ticket in town.
Limited the access. So did you make the list?
Yeah.
Did they make the list?
If you did, great.
Yeah, we had about 20 people RSVP today that we didn't even send an invitation to.
Well, the word is out there.
Yeah.
It's the hottest ticket in town on Saturday, February 21st.
That's what they're telling me. I think there was a write-up in Variety.
Yeah,
about
or there's going to be a write-up in Variety. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, hottest ticket in town. Hey, speaking of rain, possibly next week, it rained over the weekend. I got to ask, Mark, do you think the rain had anything to do with that accident that Bruce Jenner was in Malibu? Did you hear about
could
that?
Be. Yeah, how about that, right?
Somebody died.
Somebody did die, and you got to go back and wonder, did you see the way that Hummer was smashed in? And that's the Hummer, the big Hummer.
Yeah, that's
so
what I got.
So either he was flying, or since Bruce Jenner is the one that hit the Prius, or Bruce Jenner is the one that hit the Lexus that hit the Hummer.
Yeah.
Now, for that Hummer to be demolished and that Lexus to be demolished like that, in my opinion, Bruce Jenner had to be flying down the street to smash that Lexus into the other lane to smash that Hummer damage.
Now, did he hit the car in front of him? Okay, he hit the car in front of him that hit another car.
He hit the Lexus where the woman hit the Hummer, where the woman died. The woman in the Lexus that he hit died. And what I'm saying is, for her to get smashed like that and the Hummer to get smashed like that.
I think the reason being is because the Hummer was coming, it was
the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Right.
So they were both moving and they collided head on.
Yeah.
But had to, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, there will be an investigation. But when I saw that Hummer, and that thing is like a Brinks truck, smashed in like that, I'm thinking, my gosh.
And you did hear that hours afterwards, while the investigation was being conducted, right outside of a restaurant there, some drunk driver came out and hit the car too?
Yep, I heard that.
So it's just crazy, but I got to say, I feel sorry for Bruce. I mean, nothing happened to didn't he get hit from the back too? Or no?
Bruce got hit from the back.
Yeah, Bruce got hit from the back. He hit the Lexus, and the Lexus went into the oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
It's just tragic.
It's tragic.
They call them accidents for a reason.
It's an accident.
Yeah.
I mean, they're talking. Was he texting? Was he being pursued by the paparazzi?
Speaking of that, Mark, what are your thoughts if he was being chased by the paparazzi?
It's who cares if the paparazzi is chasing you?
Right, that's how I look
go
at it.
Go the speed limit.
Yeah.
Follow the rules of the road.
What?
If they want to take a picture of you, hey, you're in their business.
Yeah, we've been through this before when people have gotten killed because of this. Who cares? They're not out to get you. They're not out to rob you. They're not out to shoot
take
you except
picture.
For a picture.
Or just ask you a question. Give it to them.
Just keep your hands tended to on the wheel.
Yep.
Keep your eyes straight ahead and just drive like you normally would. Don't be all erratic.
Ridiculous.
Don't be crazy.
And you know
Don't
what? If that would have been the mentality back in 96 where Princess Diana got killed, she'd still be here today.
Yeah.
But they panic and decide to step on it and to get away from these taking
Who
pictures.
Who cares?
I'll step out of the car and take all the pictures you want. That way you'll leave me alone.
Pull over and say, here I am, these people.
Henri Paul, who was the driver and the bodyguard, he's dead 6 feet under because he was the imbecile that decided to step on the gas and go 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Henri Paul, you know, next time, well, he's not here anymore, but when they're going to take a picture, who cares?
Yeah,
slow down.
Walking Dead. Walking Dead returned on Sunday.
Huge ratings. Huge ratings.
Absolutely. And
huge
your thoughts
ratings.
On the episode?
It was not bad. It was not a bad episode.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like that the first episode after their hiatus, one of the main characters gets killed.
I liked it.
I didn't like
you gotta
that.
You got to start off with a big bang like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you don't have to have him get killed. Plus, they kept with all those flashbacks. They kept on going back.
I didn't like that.
It looked like they had a different director or something.
Yeah, I didn't like the flashbacks.
I didn't like that. I overall did not like what I saw.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess you're the only one. Everybody else in America loved it.
Yeah.
Huge ratings.
Yeah.
Huge ratings.
Well, huge ratings is, I mean, huge ratings because people tune in.
Huge
it doesn't
ratings,
mean that they loved it.
They loved it.
What about Saul?
Loved it.
Did you see both episodes?
Of course.
Yeah.
Loved it.
So I guess.
A huge hit again.
I missed the last 15 minutes of the first episode, but I know this was the first 15 minutes at the start. What was he doing at Cinnabon?
Oh, you're talking about the very first five minutes of the first episode.
That was
supposed to be the ending of Breaking Bad. If you saw the ending of Breaking Bad, Saul hightailed it out of town.
Okay.
So this is Saul in seclusion. That's why he's undercover.
Oh, so that was the ending. Okay, and then he went back to like, then it went to preceding.
Then you go back to pre-Breaking Bad, which I thought was great.
Hey, when he was making his drink, do you remember when he was making his drink? Okay, now he had scotch. He had some other... aperitif, and then he squeezed something from
lemon juice.
Yeah. Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Lemon juice.
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of drink was that? It was Drambuie, scotch, and lemon juice.
He had Drambuie. You could see that.
Yeah. Huh. It was.
Well, who knows?
Johnny Walker. It was Johnny Walker White, and it was Drambuie, and then that weird whatever.
Right. Right. Great. Great.
And so you saw it last night too?
Yeah. Oh, I loved it.
It was good. It was good.
I like how Tuco was in it.
Yeah. No kidding, huh? So I guess he ends up working for him then. I guess that's their partnership,
well,
right?
Well, Tuco, we'll see what kind of partnership they got because they want to get
How about that gun
bucks.
That Tuco had? It looked like
it was something
fiction.
Out of Peter Rabbit or Roger Rabbit. It looked like one of those inflated cartoon guns.
Or it looked like some kind of science fiction thing. Was that a real gun? I mean,
I don't know. But the first thing I thought was this thing looks like it's out of Roger
Rabbit.
Were
those two skateboarders? Are those two twins?
No.
They sure looked alike.
No, I didn't think so at all.
They looked like they're definitely brothers.
Yeah.
Definitely brothers. But
it was great. There's a lot of good TV viewing on there. They've got this new show on ABC called Off the Boat, which is Asians in Orlando,
that
Florida.
That was pretty good.
I liked it. Yeah. I thought it was really good, too.
That was pretty good.
Good stuff.
So that takes place in 1995. Why did they put it in 95?
Off the Boat?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it takes place in 1995.
Huh. Yeah. Really?
Uh-huh.
Maybe there was a huge Asian infusion in the Orlando area.
Yeah, that must have been it because I couldn't quite understand why in the world they're making it.
What makes you think that?
Well, they said it.
They said it's 1995,
yeah. And they just said that Shaq just signed with Orlando.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, that was good. What's on tonight? Oh, wait, before we go to tonight.
Off the Boat, two more episodes.
The Bachelor last night. What was it was to be continued from last week. What happened to the girl with the paramedics came?
It was nothing. She was just trying to get attention. She was having a panic attack is what she called. But I'm happy to tell people who didn't watch it, she got the boot yesterday. Both of the girls got a boot last night.
How many usually get a boot on
a weekly
basis?
It's usually one, maybe two.
Hmm.
Last night they both got them.
Was last night the finale for Apprentice? Or is that next week?
Next week. Last night was they did an hour recap of what's been going on.
Who are the two remaining ones?
I don't know. I TiVo'd it last night.
Well, I know somebody
was
on the television.
Last week there were three people left. It was Zig, Geraldo, Lisa Gibbons.
Zig.
Or Sig, the guy from Alaska's...
he was last week?
Oh, was he still on there?
Well, I know
that. Well, Geraldo's on there, and Lisa Gibbon was on there. I don't know who got kicked off yesterday.
I know, because I saw her. She was on the Today Show this morning.
Okay, who was it?
It was Vivica Fox.
Oh, okay. So then it's Geraldo and Lisa Gibbons.
Ah.
And I knew that from the start, those two are going to have to be the last ones.
Yeah,
out.
Right off the bat, I figured Geraldo would win. How's she doing?
How's who doing?
Lisa Gibbons.
Good. She's doing good.
Huh.
Yeah.
I just figured Geraldo would win. So
yeah,
next week it's going to be the greatest episode ever.
Yeah.
Aren't next they all that way with him?
What's that?
Are they all great episodes?
I think this is the best season I've ever seen of Celebrity Apprentice.
Nah.
Yeah. Hey, and I'll tell you one of the reasons why. Because this season, they kept the episodes to 1 hour.
Yeah, but they go back to back. So it's two episodes back to back.
Right. They're two episodes.
Yeah.
Each episode is 1 hour. And that's what makes the show that much better, because they take off all the fat, all the wasted time. And it's just a 1 hour episode, which is fabulous. Great.
And they're in the boardroom like at 9:30.
25 minutes.
35 minutes into the show. So the
So
the first 35 minutes.
And that's good too, because the boardroom is one of the best parts of the show.
They were in Orlando last night, right? What were they doing
in
Orlando?
I didn't see last night's show.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I know they were in Orlando doing something.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see it. I TiVo'd it. I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So this is the 6th, is this the
17th season of Apprentice.
But only the 6th for a Celebrity, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so at all.
Well, how many do you think there were?
I don't know. But I don't think there were 11 non-celebrity seasons first.
Yeah, because he mentioned it last night, because I saw there was...
Oh, if he mentioned that, I don't know.
Yeah, there was 6.
I wouldn't think so, though.
Yeah, there was 6. There was... because he mentioned them last night. Arsenio, dude from Poison.
Piers Morgan. Joan Rivers.
The country guy, the big deep with the deep voice. He won the Celebrity. Yeah, after... there was a total of 7. They did 6, then they did the Celebrity All-Star. So they did a total of 7. That's and then the one they have right now. So this should be the 8th.
Huh.
This should be the 8th. But I can't believe Arsenio won.
Best ever. I think this has been the best season.
He beat somebody that I don't even really know.
I don't know. That's what I love about that show. Most of these guys are zeros. But then you get your Lisa Gibbons and your Geraldo that everybody knows. These guys are well-known people that are in our lives every day of the week pretty much. And then you get the zeros. Like the first girl, I like how Nick Jonas got kicked off the first time. The first one. Followed by that chick from the Cosby Show from 30 years ago.
Oh, right. What was I going to say? Oh, I totally forgot already. Arsenio, he won. Now, after he won, didn't he become real popular again? And didn't he get his show back on?
Yep. And then the show got renewed, and then it got canceled.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because Jay Leno came on the Arsenio Show to tell him it's just been renewed. And then 6 months later, it got canceled. So that's weird. But let me put our website out there for anybody who's out there that wants to find out what the Harris Brothers are doing, what the Tastemakers are doing. If they want to get involved with an event that we're doing, it's wowcreationsmedia.com. It's a great website. It's got some great celebrity pictures, and we're always looking for new people to follow us. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's twitter.com/wowhollywood. If you want to be a friend of ours, on facebook.com/wowcreations. You can follow us on LinkedIn. You can follow us on MySpace. You can follow us on Flickr, Instagram. Where else?
How about Vine, Mark? Should we try getting on Vine? Do you know what Vine is?
You know, you asked me that question last week, and I don't know what Vine is.
I think it's the 5-second video.
Oh, is that what it is? But how do you get on it? Oh, I guess you got to just submit some videos,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so maybe we should start getting into the world of Vine.
Yeah, or Foursquare or Pinterest or all these other ones.
Yeah.
If you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, and you want to contact us directly, there's two ways to do it. It's wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wildcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. You can call in here at the studio at 818-602-4929. We're the Harris Brothers. We're here every Tuesday at 11 o'clock Pacific time. Tastemakers go live for... Actually, it's a 50-minute show, right?
Yeah, 11 to 11:50. And Mark, did you mention that we're on Storage Wars next Tuesday?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah,
8:30
p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and again at midnight. So twice, you get a double dose of us for all you late night crawlers. Hey, how about that email that just came in, Mark, from Darren?
Yeah.
But anyhow. So 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time next Tuesday, a week from today. We're not on tonight. There are new episodes on tonight, and supposedly tonight is the second largest find ever.
Wow.
So I might even tune into that.
And also, if you want to get your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, if you missed an old episode of the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com, you can always go back and download the other episodes 24/7, 365 at latalkradio.com.
Channel 2.
Also, if you want to get your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, you can still find us in the fabulous world of WOW on firstrun.tv. As a matter of fact, we just filmed and edited our second episode of the fabulous...
Should be coming soon.
Yeah. So again, that's firstrun.tv. You know, a lot of people want to get more of the Harris Brothers. So if you're not, you can't find us on Storage Wars, and you can't find us on First Run TV, and you can't hear us on LA Talk Radio, go to our website, see what's happening. Go to our Facebook page, because there's all sorts of neat stuff going on Facebook. Places we've been, places we're going, events we're doing, events we've done, pictures.
Super busy month coming up. So
thanks again for listening to the show. Go out, enjoy life. It's short. Get something good to eat, something good to drink. Have a great dessert. Enjoy life. Until next week, ciao.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.